Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Emily Kwong, stepping in for our host to bring you a pre-recorded interview with two Sitkins who are training for two marathons. That's right, 26.2 miles on 14 miles of road. They have made it happen, and they're preparing for the Boston Marathon on Monday. This is Ryan Carpenter and Chris McGraw. How are you both doing this morning?
Doing great. Thanks, Emily.
Doing good. Thank you.
Good. Okay, so how have your running careers progressed thus far? How did you get your start?
Well, I'll let Ryan start with this one.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So after college, I had played team sports through high school and college and was looking for an athletic, outlet, and team sports and, weekend adult leagues weren't doing it for me anymore. So I just started running to stay in shape. And, a few weeks into that, went for a run with one of my friends on the beach, and we were both talking about goals, and he said, we should run the Boston Marathon. I was like, that sounds like a great idea. Let's do it. I didn't know how long a marathon was. I didn't know that you had to qualify for the Boston Marathon. I didn't know anything. And so that was the genesis of this, now 15-year kind of movement towards fitness and running and health and, competing in different race levels. So
My running history really only goes back a couple of years. I was about 4 years ago, middle age, gaining weight, looking to get active outside, reduce stress. So kind of started running, took a liking to it, found it was a good way to, after work, kind of release and go for a, 45-minute run. And did my first race, which was the Sitka Cross Trail Half Marathon. And ended up getting third place in it. Ryan got first. Yep. And then a friend of ours named Mike, he got second. And so kind of from that point, that's when I met Ryan. And they invited me to go run with them the next day for a cool-down run. And at that point, the half marathon was the longest I'd ever ran. So a cool-down run for me was like, maybe 2 miles, 3 miles. And so next day, I think we went and ran 9 or 10 miles. And I was like, oh, these guys are serious. Anyway, from that point on, I started running with them on Sundays, and distances increased and kind of got hooked to just seeing how far I could go.
Yeah, much further than you thought you could, it sounds like.
Yeah, definitely.
You surprised yourself.
I was.
Oh, so what is your, now that you've been running together for what sounds like 4 years, 3.5 years perhaps, mm-hmm. What is your training regimen like as you prepare for these marathons? I should say not just the Boston Marathon on Monday, but also the Chicago Marathon in October. How do you prepare for those?
Yeah, I think it depends on the race that we're doing and what time of year it is. And there's a progression of building up to that. I would say our weeks are, pretty typical in that, we maintain a certain amount of miles per week. And then typically there are a couple of days a week where we get together and do harder workouts. And so on Wednesdays, we usually do some sort of speed or, high intensity training effort. And then on Sundays, we do our long runs. And so in between that is just recovery days and putting in aerobic miles so that we're just building our aerobic capacity. And that's pretty much what our weeks look like.
Yeah.
And as you get closer to the race, so, for us, usually like a 12-week buildup for a race, you want to get fairly high mileage. For me, I'm in, the 70 to 80 range. I think Ryan has been doing over 80.
These are long distances we're talking about per week. What physical and mental changes have you noticed for yourselves having this kind of, I would say, lifestyle of being a regular distance endurance runner?
It's definitely a lifestyle. I mean, every Sunday morning, alarm goes off at 6:45, and I have the same exact breakfast every Sunday morning, and it's kind of a ritual. Meet Ryan at 8, and we head out on the road for 2.5 to 3 hours. For me, I can definitely tell it has increased my mental toughness just in dealing with day-to-day monotonous activities. You need to go shovel dirt for 2 hours, and that's no problem. It builds the mental mindset to kind of put up with discomfort and monotony for long periods of time. And I think that it helps me in life, too, just dealing with issues that, everybody has in their daily life.
And also that you have to do it. It sounds like we were talking earlier, Chris, you've only missed 5 days worth of running in the past calendar year.
That's correct.
Once because you were sick, yep. And once because...
And then the other 4 days was right after I ran a 100K ultra marathon.
So it's there's no excuses. You have to do it even when, I don't know, Ryan, have there been mornings you haven't wanted to get up, or are you every morning you're like, oh, I'm ready. Ready to get out the door.
I think it depends. And, yeah. You know, I mean, I love running. It's one of the highlights of my day. Mm. But, I mean, I think we can both attest this winter has been a real challenge.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's been so icy. There's been so much snow. You know, you had mentioned earlier that there's 14 miles of road to run on in Sitka. Well, I would argue this winter there's been about 3 or 4 in some cases. And so, you know, when you get up in the morning and it's sleeting or hailing or snowing and it's still dark outside, you know, is it a challenge to get out the door? Sure it is. But when you have these goals and you have, you know, these basically deadlines that are coming up, and you know there's no shortcuts in a race that is that long. And so, you know, I know, and, you know, on the 17th at 10 a.m. when the gun goes off, I've put my work in. And that was a motivation to get out there when it was sleeting or icy or snowy or whatever it might be. And so, you know, just having that finish line and that goal to reach really is really beneficial.
Yeah. What are your individual goals for Boston and Chicago?
For me, every race I do, every marathon, I hope to improve my time upon my last. So my ultimate goal for Boston is to go have a good time, experience. I mean, it's the oldest marathon in the United States. I think this is the 121st running of it. Mm-hmm. And it's a big deal. But you know, ultimately, once it comes time to run, I want to run a good race for myself and beat my previous time.
Which was?
2 hours and 51 minutes, roughly, wow. In New York. So looking to beat that. And then, you know, as Chicago comes, kind of the same thing. Just continue to improve and, you know, be faster and more efficient and enjoy the experience, because the race is there. You know, this race will have 30,000 people, and it's a big event. And it's, you know, there's Olympians that'll be running ahead of us a little ways, but you know, it's one of those sports where we can go and participate on the exact same day, the exact same course as the elites. You know, we can't go run the bases at Wrigley Field and play in a professional baseball game, but we can go run in a professional race, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really interesting way of thinking about it. Ryan, do you have a different goal or a hope for Boston and Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, I think my biggest goal for Boston is to execute a race plan. So in New York, I made some pretty big mistakes.
Like?
Our fastest mile was the first mile, which is the hardest mile. It's going up the... Verrazano Narrows Bridge.
Oh, I know that bridge.
Yeah. And so, you know, Chris was talking earlier about in Boston, you know, there's a net downhill. And so especially early, it's really it can potentially be really fast. And so my number one goal is going in there with a plan and executing that plan to as much of a T as possible. I just want to be able to do that. And I think that if I'm able to do that, those secondary goals and things like Chris talked about, you know, PRing and improving my time and ensuring that I can put it all out there and get the maximum amount out of myself on that day, I think all of those things will fall into place if I'm able to execute that race plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the best stretch of the New York City Marathon for you?
For me, it's was coming out of Central Park, and I think it's Central Park West, maybe. Mm-hmm. Coming down that, I mean, streets were lined with people, probably 6-7 people deep, you know, barricades. You felt like you were coming into the, you know, the end of an Olympic race. Everybody cheering, high-fiving you, downtown, you know, New York City. It was pretty cool. It was a beautiful day. So it was something I'll never forget.
Yeah, I second that. I think the other thing that was really meaningful for me was seeing family and friends. So I had a few friends from Sitka at New York during that period of time. And then of course my wife, some of her family were there as well. And so to be able to see them along the course and, you know, that they had all that they have done to be able to get me there. I mean, especially my wife, she, you know, is able to help me stay healthy and, you know, we eat really healthy meals, and she does a lot in order to be able to get me to the starting line. And so to be able to see her and, you know, just kind of acknowledge all that she put into this as well was really, really meaningful.
For those of you listening who do want to perhaps up your mileage or prepare for a marathon, what do you have any other major advice for them in a Sitka context? Of course, we are where we are. Yak tracks everywhere.
Yeah, I think, like Ryan said, I think most of it is just starting slow. And it's not the distance that kills you, it's the pace. If you're not much of a runner, just, you know, start off real slow. And if you have to take a walk break every 5 minutes, take a walk break every 5 minutes. You know, like, I didn't, ultra marathons that I do, you know, you get 40 miles into a race and there's a hill, most of the time I power hike it. Because at that point in the race, you know, trying to run up that is going to tire you out and kill you. And, you know, people that don't have a lot of running experience, you know, you start with 3-4 miles and then you just continually build. I mean, I remember when I thought 25 miles a week was a lot and I was, you know, felt proud of myself. I got 25 miles and, you know, it's a building process. Yeah, it takes time.
It's amazing how your body can adapt, actually.
Exactly.
So, well, I encourage all you listening, if you see Ryan Carpenter and Chris McGraw on Wednesdays or Sundays, to give them a big old wave and embarrass them as they're running around town. And I wish you both luck with the upcoming Boston Marathon. Enjoy. It's going to be probably beyond imagining and really fun. And thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thanks so much. Great. Emily.
Yeah, thank you.